From NewCanaanite.com, here's Michael Dinan in 0684 Radio.
John Walsh from New Canaan's VoiceOver Walsh for that introduction. This week we talked to New Canaan Police Officer Nicole Vartuli, who recently stepped into the role of Community Impact Officer for the department. The assignment means Officer Vartuli has a special focus on downtown New Canaan. This podcast will appear in the Thursday, January 27th newsletter. I spoke to Officer Vartuli on Wednesday morning. Here's our interview. Well, thank you, Officer Vartuli, for joining me today. You are the New Canaan Police Department's new Community Impact Officer, whose role includes a special focus on the downtown. So I appreciate your time.
Good morning, Michael. Thank you for having me.
Well, before we talk about the CIO role specifically, could you please give our listeners some background on yourself? I remember from the time of your hiring, like 5 years ago, that you had a unique background. It included a degree in accounting. And I think at the time you went to the academy to prepare for the New Canaan Police job, you'd been working in the past as a financial clerk for the Stanford Police Department. So could you talk a little bit about how you got into the position of a police officer?
Yeah, so growing up, I have two older brothers. I was always into sports and athletics. And they kind of made me tougher in a way. I'm a single mom of a 14-year-old daughter who is a pain sometimes, but it's totally worth it and rewarding.
Yeah.
I have a degree in accounting, and at the time, I got the position at the Stanford Police Department as their payroll clerk. And after working there for a few years, building the camaraderie, knowing people, understanding what they do,
right,
I just felt like I want to do this. I want to help. I think I can. I know I can, right? You have to have that kind of mentality when you want something. So I tested all around, and New Canaan hired me, and I think it was the best move I've made so far, which is great.
Well, I mean, in a short time, I feel like we've seen your name pop up multiple times in letters of appreciation from the community. You also were part of a team that received a unit citation award last year. Tell me about how you're finding the job, and also what led you to the community impact officer assignment.
So I have a high interest in helping people, and you know, I'd like to understand what people are thinking, and I feel that I was good in a sense of I just want to help everyone, and if they need someone to talk to at one moment or not, I want to be able to be that approachable person and kind of remove the stigma of talking to cops and all that. You know, I work on the community outreach and support team, COAST, which deals with mental health incidents that we respond to,
right. And
I work very closely with human services there. And we refer those individuals to the resources that they need. And we actually follow up and make sure they got those resources.
You know, yeah. I hadn't planned to ask you about this, Officer Vartuli, but now that you've mentioned it, I remember at a recent meeting, I think it might have been 2 weeks ago, of the Health and Human Services Commission, we heard from some people in the Town Human Services Department that they've seen an uptick in the need for mental and behavioral health services amid the pandemic. And of course, it, you know, we can't say conclusively right now, you know, how much that has to do with the rise in needs for those services. But what has been your observation? Because your time with the New Canaan Police Department started prior to the pandemic. And of course, the last 2 years, we've been a part of it. Have you seen any change in the need for those types of behavioral health services or mental and behavioral health related calls?
Absolutely, I have. I think during the pandemic, a lot of people were in their heads about the uncertainty of what is going on, and it might have heightened the sense of what they need in terms of, you know, if someone's depressed, it gets accelerated when you're alone and isolated, right? So I do think that there was definitely an uptick during the pandemic.
Well, let's get back to the CIO role. What would you say about yourself or the community impact officer position to those who work in downtown New Canaan or those who are frequently, you know, visiting the shops and merchants and restaurants in our business district?
Yeah, so my goal is to really mostly prevent any crime that's happening downtown. It's really good to be down there and become friendly with the businesses, the employees, just so that they know that you're there and that they can count on you and call you whenever they need. Any questions, no hesitation. I mentioned anytime you can contact me, just to make sure that everyone feels safe and comfortable downtown. That's my main goal.
And for those who don't know you yet, we'll include a photo to kind of put a face with the voice for people who are downtown who want to be able to recognize you on the street. Before I let you go, what else, if anything, would you like to tell our listeners?
Yeah, so I just want everyone to know that, you know, don't hesitate to come up and talk to me. If you see me on the beat, I'd be happy to talk to anyone. And if I can help one or two people a day with anything that's going on in their lives, I'd say I did my job.
Well, that's great. I want to say again, thank you so much for your time, Officer Vartuli, and for everything you and your fellow officers do for the community. It is deeply appreciated.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Mike.
This podcast has been edited for length. Thank you for joining us for this week's installment of 0684 Radio, and please join us for our next Thursday broadcast. Until then, here's Terry Dinan playing us out.